study abroad. Join us as we catch up with foreign students in Slovenia.
Mondays at 11:30
on Radio SI.
What will you remember about this experience?
Well, I guess I will remember the great time I had here, the Slovenian culture, and how well organized everything here in Slovenia is, and very clean, I can say, the streets and everything, because in Macedonia we aren't used to having clean streets, unfortunately. My name is Emilia Stojanovska. I'm 20 years old. I come from Macedonia, and I study media communications on ferry. I was surprised that everything closes very early here, because in Macedonia every street is full of people during the day and the night, but here in Slovenia, no, in the winter it was very empty. So some other things that, for example, Slovenians are very quiet, I can say, when they're talking like in public, and my mom was very surprised by that. And
yeah, she visited.
Yeah, for the holidays my family came here and we had a great time. But yeah, that was something that was different here.
You thought they'd be louder?
No, but I didn't really think about it. But I was used to having people like talking loudly in the street, in the public. But here everyone was like quiet, even the kids, which was surprising. Yeah, that and differences. I can say that in my hometown in Macedonia, because it's a small town, we don't have bicycle paths. So when I came here, when I was walking on the pavement, I didn't think about where I was going. And many times the people who were riding the bicycles were honking to me. So yeah, that was pretty distressing at the beginning.
What have you found that people here maybe don't know about Macedonia, or that surprises them about Macedonia?
Yeah, I am surprised that they are surprised when I say that we are not in the European Union. Also, I think most Slovenians don't know that the origin of Ivar is actually from Macedonia.
Have you found a good one here?
Not really. I always bring some Ivar from my home country because it's the best. And also, many people don't know about Ohrid, which is a city that has the deepest and the oldest lake in the Balkans. And you should pay us a visit there.
So in turn, what has surprised you about Slovenia?
Not many things, actually. The culture, I already mentioned how quiet they are and how everything is clean and organized. Maybe surprised me the process of getting a visa, that it was so long and complicated. Yeah, and the administration here, unfortunately, is similar to the Macedonian one. Because I went there and with my documents, together with my roommate, and she got the visa in about a month, and I had to wait for 4 months. And I think the biggest problem is that while you're waiting for the visa to get done, you aren't allowed to leave Slovenia. But now I'm free.
We'll take a short musical break, and we'll be listening to...
We'll be listening to Kiss, I Was Made for Loving You.
Why this song?
It's one of my favorite songs, and I'm also going to Kiss's concert in Zagreb in July, so yeah, I should be preparing for that.
Study abroad. On Radio SI.
We're back. Today we're talking to Emilia, who comes from North Macedonia. You mentioned some things about your studies, but what about the everyday life of a student?
The everyday life of a foreign student here is basically going to the university and then studying at home, and maybe some outgoing with friends for a lunch or some drinks and parties at the weekend.
Things have opened up now, right?
Yeah, finally they are. At the beginning, everything was closed, so it was mostly like home gatherings and stuff. But yeah, I am friends mostly with Macedonians here, unfortunately. Yeah, Slovenians, they're very respecting towards us, but I could say like cold in comparison to Macedonians. We are more welcoming and warm, but all in all, it's great, yeah.
You mentioned parties. I doubt the parties here can really compare to... Because you say you come from a smaller city, but I'm guessing you study in a larger one.
No, actually, I studied in my home city. I mean, it's not that small, but it's also not big. For example, in comparison to Skopje, which is our capital city. And yeah, the parties cannot be compared. We partied there all night long and have a lot of drinks and everything. I mean, here in Slovenia also, but it's a different vibe back then there, and especially the music, the Balkan music there. Yeah.
So in what way is it different?
Also, the people get drunk a lot in Macedonia. Yeah, here also, but I think that back there, almost every person goes to these parties and has a great time. Well, here I can say that the same people go to these parties. So, yeah.
It's always the same crowd.
Yeah, it's always the same crowd.
Would you like to teach our listeners a word in Macedonian?
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of words in Slovenian that are basically the same in Macedonian but have a different meaning, so I had a hard time learning, yeah, because you see a word and you think, oh, I know that, and realize that it's a different meaning. For example, beseda, I mean, the word dejstvo means fact in Slovenian, but in Macedonian it means like an action.
Study abroad. Join us as we catch up with foreign students in Slovenia.
Mondays at 11:30
on Radio SI.